You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Earlier this month, the Cal State University Chancellor announced something huge. He issued an executive order that'll radically change what's known as remedial education. Right now, nearly 40% of incoming Cal State students bomb out on placement tests. They're supposed to measure their written communication and math skills. So instead of starting out in English and math classes that count towards graduation, they're steered into remedial non-credit courses. But those are backfiring for plenty of students. They get stuck there, they get discouraged, and they drop out. Chancellor Timothy White's order tells the 23 Cal State campuses to get rid of those placement tests and change up the coursework so students can start earning credits right away. Here to talk with me about those changes is KALW's education reporter Lee Romney. So it sounds like this is a huge change. Why did the chancellor do it?
Well, it turns out it's part of this bigger initiative to boost graduation rates and speed up graduation by 2025. So they want to double the four-year grad rate. Mm-hmm. And in 2015, that rate was only about a fifth of students.
Graduated.
In four years. So they want to double that. Mm-hmm. And there's also an achievement gap for minority and low-income students, and they want to completely eliminate that. And so last year they brought on board this guy from the Obama Department of Ed, James T. Minor, to mm-hmm. be a strategist and help figure out, you know, how they were going to get there. And he is really into this idea of getting rid of the placement tests and getting rid of remedial ed. And he actually thinks it's going to have an enormous, his word, enormous effect on college affordability.
How?
Well, students who get tracked into these courses are not earning credits right away, and sometimes they get stuck and they have to take them one, two, three times, and they're blowing through their financial aid while they're doing that.
And getting no credits.
Then getting no credit towards their graduation. And so, you know, they get discouraged, they drop out, it stretches out the amount of time they have to spend, and it turns out that the placement tests that they are getting rid of have been particularly bad for minority students. The numbers are kind of startling, but for African American students, more than half fail and end up in remedial ed, and for Latino students, it's a little bit under half.
Right, and so if not placement tests, then what?
So the idea is to go to multiple measures and not be relying on just one thing. So high school GPA, you know, whether they took any AP or collegiate level courses, and how they performed on the kinds of standardized tests that you have to take when you're in high school.
Mm-hmm. SATs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. SATs, ACTs, the state exams that are supposed to kind of measure achievement. And, you know, individually, I don't think any of those are great either. But the idea is to take a bunch of these measures into consideration together.
Mm-hmm. And to kind of form a more holistic idea of who the person is.
Right.
Academically.
Yep.
What about the people who do need those remedial classes?
Yeah, that's the big change, and it's huge. You know, it's a change to curriculum, which is, it's a serious thing to undertake. But, you know, just so you know, most of this kicks in fall 2018. So there's a year to figure all this stuff out, but there's still a lot of concern about how it's going
to
work.
Are they going to tailor them to these students individually, or how does that work?
Well, so the students will be earning credit right from the get-go, and that's good. And they'll be in classes with people at different levels. But the idea is, you know, that they're going to have to do a little bit more, you know, and that can look different depending on the school. One way might be they have to spend extra time in the classroom. That's one way. And then there's something called stretch courses.
Stretch courses.
Stretch, yeah.
What's that?
It's basically extending the class. So for people who need it, they would maybe have two quarters rather than one. Mm-hmm. But they're still earning credits. And so that's supposed to basically keep them sort of moving in the direction of graduation.
And motivated and encouraged. Is that like a part of it also, just like we believe in you?
Yeah.
Like just psychologically?
No, I think it really is. I mean, the places that have tried this, you know, they've seen like a big boost in overall success that students are even, at least in some places like Tennessee, they've seen that students are doing better on their other classes mm-hmm. and they're less likely to drop out. So I think it really is discouraging to get admitted to college and be told from the get-go, well, you can come to this college, but you're not really ready to be here. So you're going to have to take these classes that don't get you anywhere.
Right. So where else has this worked? You mentioned Tennessee.
Yeah, well, you know, interestingly, some Cal State campuses are even experimenting with stretch courses already. So mm-hmm. that's a good thing to know. This isn't a completely new thing for them. Many of them have that in English, and about 7 campuses actually of the 23 have math stretch courses. And mm-hmm. so they've done a little bit themselves. But as far as like a wholesale shift, I mentioned Tennessee, and that's actually an interesting example. A couple of years ago, the Board of Regents there, they tested out the similar model, and but for the community college system. And what they had found was that this really, really low percentage of students who were in the remedial math and English courses were actually getting through those courses and passing a 4-credit class. And it was actually for math, it was an 1/8 of students.
Wow.
But after they made the changes and they put them in these students into courses where they got that extra support, 2/3 of them were passing the credit courses.
Oh, wow.
So that was huge. And, you know, and minority students, they had even greater gains than that.
So it sounds like it's a solution to what's been a real problem. What do faculty think about all of this? Mm-hmm. The people who are going to be teaching
yes.
these new classes and these kind of individualized classes?
Well, they feel a little blindsided, is what I learned. Mm. I think that, you know, the Cal State administration and the chancellor in some memos that he put out said, you know, they crafted this executive order with significant guidance and feedback from faculty and that there was robust discussion. Those are his words. You know, and there probably are faculty who are very much on board, but the folks I talked to felt that this was kind of jammed through without enough true input from faculty, especially considering that these are changes to curriculum. And then the union, the California Faculty Association, they're worried about a lot of teachers actually losing classes and being sort of out of the system altogether. And they're also worried about the students and if they're going to get the help they need, what the demands are going to be on faculty who are already super overextended. Are they going to have to be basically tutors on the side for, you know, 20 students in every class? They just don't know. And they're really concerned. One mathy guy, he's actually teaches accounting and finance. He's on the Academic Senate, and he's really worried that the classes are going to get dumbed down, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah. And he, you know, his feeling is, yeah, graduation rates are important. But what's more important are the tools that we are giving students when they leave.
So it sounds like it's going to be hard to implement this if faculty is not 100% on board and happy.
Well, I think that is true. And there are probably a lot of, I don't want to say fights, but there's going to be discord and disagreement. But the bottom line is it's happening. And, you know, the order is out there and remedial classes are going away. So the schools are going to have to figure out a way to make it work.